The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Louisville has agreed to pay $25.7 million to settle more than 200 child sexual abuse allegations against Catholic priests. The settlement could amount to more than half of the net worth of the archdiocese. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Kim Cerise reports.
The settlement represents the largest ever paid directly from the assets of a diocese in the two decades since people began confronting the Catholic Church in court over sexual abuse by priests. The settlement ends an intense 14-month legal case that made Louisville's diocese one of the nation's most embattled. 243 lawsuits named 34 priests and other church workers in sexual abuse cases going back 60 years. Plaintiff's attorney William McMurray says the settlement means the archdiocese has accepted responsibility for covering up sexual abuse.
What's to be celebrated is the closure that this settlement brings to these cases, to the lives of these people, to the many years of torment, and certainly to this Catholic community to get this very ugly business behind them.
This settlement, which is not covered by insurance, deals a massive financial blow to Louisville's largest religious organization, which has already announced job cuts and a $2 million budget cut in the next fiscal year. The most recent estimates show the archdiocese could have less than $50 million available in its coffers. Attorney William McMurray says the settlement could end up costing the church 60% of its total assets. Villanova University economics professor Charles Zeck says even though the archdiocese anticipated the settlement, job cuts won't be enough.
There's no question they're going to have to sell some property, whether it's school property or whether it's undeveloped property they already have. Liquid assets by themselves won't be sufficient unless the diocese goes bankrupt.
But Louisville Archdiocese Chancellor Brian Reynolds says it's premature to assess the financial impact.
Reducing expenditures is certainly the first thing we have to do because we rely upon our investments as a revenue source.
At the Cathedral of the Assumption in downtown Louisville today, about three dozen Catholics are attending afternoon Mass. Many, like Jack Underwood, say they're pleased with the settlement. Underwood says he would let his donations be used towards the settlement if asked.
This is something that just happened in the past that the church didn't deal with very well, but if that's what they need in order to put it behind them, I can accept it.
In Louisville last night, Archbishop Thomas Kelly apologized to the victims for their suffering, though he continues to brush aside calls for his resignation. The $25.7 million settlement is to be paid into an escrow account within 30 days. The agreement still requires approval by the circuit court judge overseeing the cases. For NPR News, I'm Kim Cerise in Louisville.